Kahari Jones, first question, how many times have you been interviewed that Mr. Jones was the song coming into the interview?
I have to say this isn't the first time. I'll just go there. It's been a few, but that was very nice. It's been a while. It has.
See, our producer, Matt, here decided that he was going to come back with that song. I said to him, how many times do you think he has heard this song being interviewed? I'm like, you couldn't come up with anything new. He's like, well, when we've had other people on before, and sometimes you think they haven't heard it, and or they have and they haven't. Anyway, you know what? We'll get a better song for you.
I know. I still enjoy it. Not a problem.
We'll get something better for you. So let's talk about the process here of you coming in and being the offensive coordinator for the Ottawa Red Blacks. How did this all shake out? It's been a heck of a year for you, Montreal, Hamilton, and now Ottawa.
Yeah. It's been a whirlwind. You know, I've gone a few places. So, yeah. We know how it, you know, ended with Montreal, and had a great time in Hamilton being a consultant for the year and helping them where I could. And then, just got to the off season and started talking. I was, you know, I was in the running for the head coaching job in Ottawa, and I'm really happy for Bobby Dice. He's been a coach in this league for a long time, and been a great coach in this league, and I definitely deserved the opportunity to take that interim off. He's had it a couple of times, and so I was really happy for him, and you know, he gave me a call and let me know. He went it was as simple as that. You know, there were other options on the table, but I felt really good about coming and being part of Bobby's staff, I'm really happy with the decision.
So tell us about the process. As you said, you were in contention for the head coach, what it was like kind of going through that process, and then, you know, being able to get the call from a guy that you've known really well in Bob Dice, that just because you're not the head coach doesn't mean you couldn't be a big part of the team.
Yeah, that was the main thing, you know. So I was really, honored to be a part of the coaching decision there to be the head coach. I had a really nice interview with Sean Burke and his crew and felt good about it and everything. I wasn't hurt at all that it did go to Coach Dice. Like I said, I've known him since 2000, I think 2000 or 2001, when I was still playing in Winnipeg, and he came in as a coach. And so I have the utmost respect for him. Coached with him for 2 years in Saskatchewan, and we've known each other forever. And so yeah, it was as soon as we kind of got to talking and you know, you find out beforehand that, you know, that he's thinking about you, as I was thinking about him if I was going to be the head coach, of course. And then once it happened, it went rather quickly from there. And so happy overall with the process.
What makes Bob Dice such a great leader? He's been here for 7 years. He took over as the interim head coach. Why do people want to either play for or work for Bob Dice?
Well, I think it just starts with the person he is. I think he's just a good, solid human being. You know, he just he's, you know, as solid as a coach as it gets, and you know, he puts his time into it, and you know, special teams were always going to be great, but the guys just respond to him, and he doesn't put on airs. He doesn't try to be something that he isn't. He just goes and is real comfortable with himself, and I think guys appreciate that. They know that when coaches aren't necessarily themselves all the time, or when they kind of have major highs and major lows, and he's not like that. He's a very steady person, and the players are always going to respect that, and I think the fans and the city of Ottawa have come to embrace him, and so I'm really happy to be a part of his crew.
You've had a long playing career here in the CFL and a long coaching career. So now, what makes you a better coach and a play caller now than you were previously?
Yeah, it's just experience. It's just being a part of so many, you know, teams, is not a player and a coach, and absorbing things as I've gone along, and I'm really comfortable with who I am too, you know, and still learning, still picking things up. So again, it was nice to be able to to see, you know, the how Hamilton runs things and how they do things over there, and getting to talk to other people around the league, and so it was, you know, even though I was let go in Montreal, I still thought of it as a great learning experience, and I feel like I'm better for it. And so when I come into Ottawa, I can't wait. I feel like I got a good crew to work with there, and yeah, we'll see where it ends up. But I'm really happy about the situation that I find myself in Ottawa.
Can you tell us a little bit more about being the head coach in Montreal? What that is like, and does that let you now as offensive coordinator kind of be able to have Bob Dice lean on you a little bit because you understand what it's like to be in that spot?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it was great. I really enjoyed my time as a head coach in Montreal. I thought we did some really good things there, you know, with the 2 years, two full years that I was there. We went to the playoffs both years, and that was previously it had been a long time since the team had gone to the playoffs. And to finish out of there, you know, despite being fired, to finish with a winning record, I'm really proud of that. And I learned a lot. I learned a great deal about you know, how to deal with players and different situations that go on. And so yeah, hopefully I'm somebody that Coach Dice can lean on when he needs it. And I'll be there to help him in any way I can. And I was really honored to, you know, be named assistant head coach as well. And I'm gonna help him to be successful and help this team to be successful. So no, I learned a lot in Montreal, and I know it'll go a long way towards helping him in Ottawa here.
Does anybody know more about the CFL East than you?
I know. I've taken the tour, right? So it's crazy because you know, I was just thinking about it, and there's only one other team now that I haven't been associated with in the CFL, and that's Toronto. You know, I've either been a player or a coach with every team. So I know Kevin Glenn has that distinction as a player to be everywhere, but I'm catching up with him. But I'd like to be here for a long time, and so hopefully. Hopefully that stops for a while, but yeah, the East, I can tell you about a lot of the players intimately. I've seen them and everything, and so yeah, I'm looking forward to still being a part of the East.
And it shouldn't go unnoticed, Baron Miles named defensive coordinator for the Ottawa Redblacks. You know Baron Miles pretty well. What will he add?
Yeah, well, he's a great coach. You know, I hired him as a D coordinator myself in Montreal, and so I have a lot of confidence in him, and I know Bobby does too, and we've all worked together. We all worked together in Saskatchewan, and so he's a great coach. He's very good with the players. He's stern. He knows what he wants. He's going to push his guys to be better and put in as much time necessary to get the right results. And so I knew all about him. I didn't even have to say anything because Bobby knew him already, but it's nice to have him on board as well, and I think it's shaping up to be a good crew, and now we just gotta put everything in place.
In the CFL, what does it mean to have that crew as the head coach, the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, when you go out to recruit players and free agency and the foundation of a team? Nobody would know that kind of more than you. What does it mean to have that foundation that you are now a part of?
Yeah, I think it's big. Just because the players know that, you know, there's going to be stability. There's going to be people that they feel like they can trust and they know. And you know, the league is small. And so, and I tell people, you know, if you want to know about me, ask about anybody I've ever worked with. Ask anyone I've worked with a long time, or I've had to let go, or I've had to release. And I think I've been the same person. I can say that about Baron, and I can say that about Bobby Dice. And so I think when players see that and know that they're going to get a fair shot, that they're going to get an opportunity to be successful, that, you know, with Baron and I, we're players ourselves. And so we've been in their shoes and know what it is in being the CFL, and with Coach Dice being in the league as long as he is, he knows these players intimately. And so I think that goes a long way when you're trying to sell people to a program. They're going to see that there's a lot of stability over here, and then there's the opportunity to win.
Kahari Jones joining us here on The Drive, a new offensive coordinator and assistant head coach for the Ottawa Redblacks. What is the one most important thing that a play caller can do?
Ooh, that's a big one. I think the biggest for me is just to make sure that I'm doing things that my quarterback is capable of doing, that he feels good with and comfortable with. I mean, you can draw up a lot of plays. You can do, you know, almost anything out there. But to get a good feel for how the quarterback is playing and how he's feeling on that particular day, to know when when it's time to air it out, when it's time to play it a little safer, all of those things. I think it definitely starts with your quarterback and just having that good relationship from the very beginning. And so I'm looking forward to working with Jeremiah. I've really enjoyed seeing him from afar over the years, and think he's been a great quarterback in this league. And now to have the opportunity to work with him is going to be pretty special.
So you've never had a specific relationship with Jeremiah Masoli. So you're both CFL vets going into this kind of for the first time.
Yeah, and that's exciting. It's exciting because I've worked with I can't even remember how many quarterbacks and starting quarterbacks over the years. I've worked with quite a bit of them, and he is one of those guys, like I said, that I've always looked at and said, hey, if I get an opportunity to work with him, I think we'd match up really well. We're both from the West Coast. He's from San Francisco. I'm from Sacramento, about an hour and a half away. And so we know a lot of the same areas and everything and kind of have that same vibe, I think. So I can't wait to get together with him. I think it's going to be nice.
How difficult is it in football with the balance of what, you know, the experience of an offensive coordinator and what you might think is something that will be successful and then having to adapt to what the players can do to be successful, because you might have a million great ideas, but if it can't be executed by the players, it's going to be awfully tough.
Yeah. And that's the balancing act that you play as a coordinator. And I mean, you're just trying to find the right pieces to the puzzle, and you have the plays, you have the thoughts, you have the ideas, but then it comes down to the players. And then it's like, okay, do you have time to implement what you want to do, or do you need to wait? Do you need to cut back? And so those are all things that I've learned. And I think I'm aware of those things also because of being a player, because of being a quarterback in the league for a long time. I kind of know it from that side of things. So I can tell when a guy is might be struggling with something, when he has it really down pat, and I can call this play over and over again because I know he can make the right decisions. And so those are things that I have to work with as an OC.
Why is it difficult to be a quarterback in the Canadian Football League?
Oh, gosh, how much time do you have? My goodness. Well, you know what? I think the biggest thing is it's so tough because of the time. Because everything that you're trying to do as a quarterback, you have to figure it out in 2.5 seconds, maybe 3 seconds if you're lucky. And that's what I don't think people really understand about the position. It looks like when a guy is doing it great and when it looks easy, it's not. It's really not. And you have to put so much time into the position. You have to put so much time into thinking about every possible thing that can happen on the field. Are they blitzing? Are they playing? Who's moving where? Who's coming off? Who's free? And you have to do this all in 2.5 seconds. And so, again, it's so much easier from the couch. It's so much easier from behind the quarterback. But when you get in there, when you have to physically perform something over and over again in that amount of time, it is difficult. And, I mean, not to mention that, 250 to 300-pound guys are trying to hit and knock you silly and stuff. So it's a lot. And but the guys that do it well, they just can make it look easy. But know that it's never easy. It always takes a lot of time to be a special quarterback.
You should see how easy it is being part of the media. But you would know that. You've been a part of the media before, Kahari, right?
I have. I won't say it's easy. I won't say it's a little easier than being a quarterback. It's just a bit. You don't take the – you feel better after the game usually. But a little different.
Last one here for you. For Ottawa, they have really, really struggled at home over the past a few years. What is it like when you've been a part of other teams coming to Ottawa? Why you think other teams have had success here, and what this club might be able to do in the future to be able to change it?
Yeah, well, we just have to come together and really make it a place that you know feels like home. And you know, I know Bobby's going to have some ideas. I know we'll have ideas, and we'll make sure. As an opponent, I've always loved you know, coming to Ottawa and playing it, and not just because, you know, we had success there, but because it's just a good atmosphere, and you know, the fans are you know, rowdy, and we want to give the fans a reason to be excited. It's an entertainment business, and so I've always liked having an entertaining offense, and so hopefully we can do some things that bring the fans out, that give us a true home field advantage. So when we're playing at home, people know that they're in for a battle.
It's always hard to hear, I think, for Red Blacks fans, why it's so great for everybody else to come to town over the last year. Like, oh, we love coming to Ottawa. Like, yeah, we know. You beat the Red Blacks all the time. But you also mentioned it's an entertainment business. And one of the things I didn't know about you was your entertainment background. Like actor, like made for TV movies. I mean, media. You doing a lot of things, Kahari Jones. Tell us about what it did for you to be an actor and why you like doing that.
Yeah. Well, it started in college. You know, I was redshirting in football and decided to take an acting class and just took to it and started. Yeah, I got into plays in college, and so I'd go right from football in the fall to acting in the winter and in spring, and so it stayed with me. It's something that I've done in San Francisco. Like you said, I've done some commercials, I've done made for TV movies, all those things, and that's just something I enjoy. You know, I met my wife acting in college, and that's something that you know, I just like to stay busy. I'm not a guy who sits around much, so. That was one of those things that, hey, you give me some time and I'm gonna figure out something else to do. And so yeah, I've been acting for years, and you know, don't get to do it too much with football, but you know, I did a couple of commercials during the pandemic, and that was enjoyable. And so when I can fit it in, I try to make it happen.
Well, when it comes to football, I know that when you were unfortunately let go in Montreal, there were people clamoring to get you here to fix what was going on with the Ottawa Red Blacks. And now it might have taken a little bit longer, but you are finally here, offensive coordinator and associate coach with the Ottawa Red Blacks, Kahari Jones. Welcome to Ottawa. We can't wait to talk to you further and be able to get some success on the field. Looks like you got a great staff.
Well, I appreciate it. I can't wait to get there. And yeah, Ottawa fans, be ready. We're coming.
Thanks so much, Kahari.
All right. Thank you.